Chapter 8. The Invisible Man Escapes. "What are we going to do now?" asked Kemp. He could see, out of the window, three men walking slowly up the hill. "Why did you come to Port Burdock?"
"I want to leave England," said Griffin. "I want to go south, to a hot country, where it is easier for an invisible man. But I need my books and my money, and Marvel has them. He was in the pub, but I don't know where he is now."
"He's at the police station," Kemp told him. "He asked to stay there because he was frightened."
"We must get my books," said Griffin. "But now I'm in your house, I have a better idea.
I won't leave England. I'll stay here. You understand science, and you can help me."
"What do you want from me?" asked Kemp.
"I need somewhere to sleep and eat," said Griffin. "But it's more than that. An invisible man can have a lot of power if he has help. I want to steal a lot of money, and if anyone stops me, I'll kill them."
"Do you need to kill people?" asked Kemp.
"Yes, I want Port Burdock to be frightened. Then I can do anything. And you'll help me."
Griffin stopped and listened for a second.
"What's that noise?" he said.
"Was that the front door?
Has someone come in the house?"
Kemp did not want to answer Griffin's question.
"I can't help you," he said. "You can't fight the world."
"There's someone on the stairs," said Griffin.
"No, there isn't," said Kemp.
"You've told the police," said Griffin. He was pulling his clothes off.
Kemp opened the laboratory door, ran out, and closed it behind him. But he did not have time to lock it, and Griffin was pulling from the other side. The door opened a little, and an invisible hand held Kemp's neck. Kemp took his hand off the door to pull the hand away from his neck, and the door opened wide. The invisible man ran out. Inspector Addy, the head of the Port Burdock police, was on the stairs. He saw Kemp fall back, and then something heavy and invisible hit him, and he fell too. Invisible feet walked over him. He heard them on the stairs, and then the front door of the house shut loudly. Addy sat up and looked at Kemp.
"He's gone," said Kemp. "We've lost him."
Addy was looking at Kemp in surprise.
"That was the invisible man," explained Kemp.
"It's true. It's a man called Griffin, a scientist. He's been invisible since January. He was in Iping for months, but now he's come here. But the worst thing is that he's crazy. If he gets angry, he'll kill someone. And he's already very angry."
"Then we must catch him," said Inspector Addy.
"You must watch the roads and the trains," said Kemp. "But he probably wants to stay near Port Burdock. There's a man in your police station."
"Marvel," said Addy. "He has some of the Invisible Man's books."
"Yes," said Kemp. "Griffin wants those books. He'll want to sleep somewhere. And he'll want to eat. Lock the doors of all the houses."
"Good," said Addy. "We'll go to the police station and start work. You come too, Kemp. You know the man. Do you have any other ideas?
Use dogs, said Kemp. They can't see him, but they can smell him.
And one more thing. You can put broken glass on the roads. He can't wear shoes if he's invisible.
Dogs are a good idea, said Addy. I'll find some. I'm not sure about the glass. It doesn't seem right.
But if he tries to kill someone, we'll use it.
The invisible man was very angry when he left Kemp's house. A small child was playing in the road, and Griffin threw her across the road and broke her leg. Then he went up into the hills above Port Burdock. There were woods there, and it was a good place to rest. Inspector Addy moved quickly. Soon groups of men were walking through the country around Port Burdock. They had heavy sticks and dogs, and they went everywhere. Police on horses visited every house and told people to lock their doors. Schools closed, and children went home and were locked in their houses. At about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a man called Wicksteed was walking home near Port Burdock. He did not know about the invisible man. Suddenly, in front of him, he saw a big, heavy poker. It was flying, slowly, about a meter from the ground. He followed the poker into the woods and tried to catch it. The invisible man attacked Wicksteed with his heavy piece of metal. First, he broke his arms, then his legs, then he hit him on the head many times. In a few minutes, Wicksteed was dead. Soon, everyone in and near Port Burdock knew of Wicksteed's murder. Griffin found every door locked, and he saw that there were groups of men on every road and at every train station. But he did find some food that night, and he did sleep. The next morning, the invisible man was ready to fight.